SB Nation Radio here on 106.7 The Fan with Mike Prada. I'm Scott Jackson, and don't forget, give us a follow on Twitter at SB Nation Radio, and hit us up on Facebook and like us, please, as well. All right, our pleasure right now to talk some Washington Capitals as we are headed down the home stretch, getting closer and closer to Judgment Day in the postseason. Joining us now from Kings of Leonsis, Adam Vingan, and also with SB Nation DC. How you doing, Adam?
Good. How are you guys doing this morning?
We are fired up. All right, this Alex Ovechkin news comes out this week. Yes, it's not serious, but at the same time, it does kind of answer some questions for many of us. Is he really dealing with some serious injuries here that have at least enough for him to need some time to start feeling better before the games really start to matter?
I would tell you what the injuries are, but no one knows what the injuries
right.
are.
They're so discreet about them.
Which is the nature of the National Hockey League. He even made reporters guess what his possible injuries were in a press conference the other day.
Good for him. Well played.
Yes. So we don't know what the specific nature of the injury is, but it's something that's been talked about all season long, because we talked about a few months ago how he had a cortisone shot right. and how that might have played into him struggling. But in the last 10 games he's got 5 goals and 9 assists. So he's actually starting to heat up. So it's very odd that in probably the best stretch of his season so far, he decides to shut it down, which is actually, in my opinion, a good decision, because it was a collective decision, according to Ovechkin, to shut him down. And they had been talking about it for about 2 weeks prior to the announcement on Monday. So they're resting him for the playoffs, which he's a workhorse. He hadn't missed a game all season after missing 10 last season with a combination of injuries and suspensions. So it's time for him to rest, and it really looks like the Caps are thinking more about the playoffs than they are finishing out the regular season, because they know that they've got their playoff spot clinched, and they're 7 points up on the Tampa Bay Lightning in the Southeast Division with less than 10 games to go. So they might have a Southeast Division crown wrapped up. So I think it's a smart decision. We have no idea what's bothering him, but if he has to rest, he'll probably be back by next week, I think, 5 to 7 days.
Well, you hit on something that is a concern of mine, while also arguing that it was, you know, the right decision. And I'm not, you know, saying you're wrong or anything. I thought it's interesting you said he's playing the best that he's played all year, and then now he's kind of sitting out. Is there a concern that the rhythm of the team is going to get disrupted because he was kind of getting it, and then now he's out, and then right before the playoffs he's going to be back in? And is that too much, you know, rotation in the lineup to kind of bring to the playoffs on the right note?
Perhaps, and I think that Tuesday's game against the Flyers was probably a good look at what happens when Ovechkin was out of the lineup for the first time. They blew a 3-0 lead and escaped with a 5-4 shootout victory, which was not the kind of games they've been playing all season. They've been playing very close, one-goal, defensive-oriented games. And your concern is legitimate about him being able to get back into the rhythm, about the comment. It makes me remember the comments that Ted Leonsis made a few months ago about how they're unconsciously pacing themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe I'm hoping that as long as he's rested, if he's played as well as he has in the last 10 games or so, hurt. If he's rested, hopefully he'll play even better. But that's one of those things that we won't really know until we see it.
Adam Vingan's with us here. Kings of Leonsis is the website, and also with SB Nation DC here on 106.7 The Fan. It's SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson and Mike Prada. Well, the other news, injury related, of course, Mike Green. It has been dealing with this concussion for a long, long time now, and whether or not he'll be ready before the season's over. And obviously, it's all about the playoffs, as they keep saying. But how big of a concern could this be? I mean, again, it continues to kind of add time to it. And I know it's the NHL, so it's this big, you know, thing of secrecy as to what guys are really dealing with all along.
Yes. The team has said that they're uncertain about whether or not he'll return before the playoffs, whether he'll play in any of the last 8 regular season games. He's missed 18 of the last 20, and he's had 2 separate injuries to his head. We all know the February 6th Super Bowl Sunday game where he took the Brooks Orpik slap shot in the side of the head, and then in one of his first games back on February 25th against the New York Rangers, Derek Stepan kind of got an elbow up on him in the corner. He fell, didn't come back, and hasn't played since. So it's been about a month since we've seen Mike Green, and he hasn't fully practiced. And concussions are very serious. We talk about all the protocol that the NHL is trying to go through to banish headshots. And the team is hopeful. They said they should know on Monday whether or not he'll be able to return before the end of the regular season. But in the NHL concussion protocol, they have to the player in question has to be symptom free while exercising and symptom free while resting, and then he has to pass neuropsychological testing. So there's a lot that Mike Green's going to have to go through before he can even consider playing again, let alone practice, because he hasn't practiced either. So there's about a week and a half left in the season. So if he can get all of this done within a week and a half, I mean, I would not be surprised if he misses the first few games of the playoffs.
Well, that is interesting, because in the past, I think you and I have both agreed that they need Mike Green badly. Do they need Mike Green as badly now? Because they did make the trade for Dennis Wiedemann, and obviously the rest of their defensemen have kind of really come together this year. Do they need Mike Green fully healthy as much this year as they have in the past?
Well, that's a really great point, because we've known of Mike Green's struggles in the last few postseasons, but he is Mike Green. He's a deadly offensive-minded defenseman. He's a power play quarterback. He's great at bringing the puck off the ice. And you're right, Dennis Wiedemann has done a really great job filling in, and it was a great pickup by George McPhee to pick that up. And it can, getting Green back can only help. You play Green with Wiedemann, you've got guys that have been playing very well, like John Carlson and Carl Alsner and Scott Hannon and John Erskine. So I just think that Mike Green, they need Mike Green. I mean, he's the best defenseman on the team, whether or not you want to believe it, and it can only help to have his talent on the team with this great line of defensive players that have been stepping up in his absence.
Adam Vingan's with us here, SB Nation DC. Kings of Leonsis is the site, here with us on SB Nation Radio. Scott Jackson, Mike Pritta here on 106.7 The Fan. All right, question for you. The idea that Bruce Boudreau, despite the fabulous regular season we've seen from Michael Neuwirth, the rookie, may go with rotating goalies in the postseason. Are you buying that, or is that just something he puts out there? Because, I don't know, he just enjoys screwing with goalies, it seems like. I don't know. That's all I can think.
It's very interesting, because we know of Boudreau's win and you're in mentality. Then he said to reporters the other day that it's going to be a winning by committee approach.
Yeah.
Because he said that both Neuwirth and Varlamov haven't had a stretch in their careers where they played 20 plus games in a row. And he said this season you see them play kind of 5-6 games in a row. And he's going to go with the hot hand, and we should see how it plays out this weekend. Neuwirth is expected to start against Ottawa Friday, and Varlamov should start Saturday against Montreal. So this is where we're going to find out who's going to be number one. It would be very, very surprising and probably quite disappointing to Michael Neuwirth, who's earned it all season long while Varlamov has been sitting on the shelf with injuries from his knee to his groin. It would be very disappointing for him not to get at least the first start in the playoffs, but as we've seen in years previous with former Cap Jose Theodore, it doesn't really matter what happens if you're the starter, because you might get pulled after game one.
Well, there you go.
That's a great point.
We don't know. We'll see what happens.
It should be very fun. Real quick, right now, if the playoffs started, the Capitals would face the New York Rangers, the same team that smacked them 7-0 back in December. Is that a matchup you really are comfortable about?
Not really. I think that would be the team that the Caps probably match up with the least in terms of the teams they could possibly play in the playoffs, looking at the bottom of the Eastern Conference standings. To put into perspective, the Caps finished their season series with the Rangers with a 1-2-1 record, were outscored 18-6 in four games, including a 7-0 loss and a 6-0 loss. Yeah. In fact, this Rangers team, Henrik Lundqvist, has 10 shutouts this season, and in those 10 shutouts, the Rangers have outscored their opponents 39-0.
Well, at least it's not Dwayne Rolison.
Yes.
Here's the good thing, though. Well, here's the hope. I mean, hopefully the Rangers finish strong going into the weekend, just two behind Montreal, or they finish poorly, you know, four in front of Buffalo. I mean, hopefully they'll fall down from that spot and the Caps will stay where they are.
Boy, that would be awesome if they face Montreal. What better way to exercise some demons right there?
Without
that
goalie.
Would be fun.
More importantly, without
Halak. Yeah, that should be fun.
With him safely in St. Louis, I'm okay with that matchup. Well, hey, Adam, great stuff as always. And again, folks, go to the website, SB Nation DC, and check out Adam's stuff as well as Kings of Leonsis. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Adam Vingan with us here on SB Nation Radio. Got Adam to thank, of course. Thank, of course, for today's show. Also, Byron Kerr from Masson Sports. And, of course, right here at 106.7 The Fan for joining us. Thanks to Othello for pushing all the buttons. Mike Prada, good stuff as always. And we'll do it again next week. Fun to talk NCAA tournament, Nats, and Capitals. And, of course, this week we'll see the Nats opener. Next time we talk to you, the Nats will have been in the regular season. Seems kind of wacky, doesn't it?
It seems very wacky.
But that's the way it is, and we're getting closer to Caps postseason.
Also, on 106.7, the new flagship station for the Nationals. That, too, is interesting.
That's right. So a whole new era of Nats baseball. I hope it starts off with a good one right here on 106.7 The Fan. All right. Great stuff this week. Again, go to SB Nation DC for all your DC sports needs. For Mike Prada, I'm Scott Jackson saying so long on SB Nation Radio on 106.7 The Fan.